Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Breakfast Club and Jamie Foxx.
What up, baby?
Jamie, what's up?
Oh, man.
What's up, what up baby? Jamie Foxx?
What's up?
Oh, you ever figured out, baby?
Yeah, I'm good now. Thank you.
Good, man, because I was like, man, if I need to, I mean, you know, whatever I need to do to help.
No, Jamie
Foxx gives me great advice on relationships and everything. Sometimes, you know, I got to ask him some things.
Really?
But we was chilling, though. That was a moment.
Jamie Foxx had me drinking Bel Air for the first time when he was filming Annie,
uh-huh.
when he was staying in New York.
So, damn, Jamie, you done got to the point now where you can't sleep with all the girls no more, so you're just giving advice.
He gives advice now.
You know what? It's crazy, right? You start looking at it like, dang, you know, I would have been smashing by now.
He did offer on my way out. If you need, you know.
Oh, he did.
I said, if you need a stunt penis, I'm like, yo, whatever.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying?
So what's this song we about to premiere right now? Tell us about it.
Yo, well, you know what? First of all, when I talk about music, I'm not Jamie Foxx. I'm back to the starving artist. I'm back to, like, just now trying to, like, figure it all out. And so, you know, I really, you know, I get nervous. I mean, it's just like, you know, we was in Vegas when we tried the one song and it failed.
Right.
So,
which one? Hold on. That was the 2 Chainz record, right? Party in the Party?
Yeah.
It was rocking in Vegas. It was rocking out there in Vegas.
Yeah. I think we were rocking.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, our vibe was great.
Right, right.
But let's keep it real, like, Jamie Foxx. You've had some great songs already. I actually love your music, so I can't complain.
Yeah, but it sort of failed. Right, like, right when the song got off the stage, that's when I think it was bad.
But you got sued for that record, right?
Yeah, that was the other thing, too, because I had, like, a feeling. Like, it seemed like I done heard. First of all, the hook I've already heard before, because that was back in the day. But I was like, well, maybe they'll let me ride, you know, Jamie Foxx, let me let it ride. Then, somebody else had already sung it, and it was crazy. It was like I said, man, maybe I thought it was another person because I heard an echo in another studio. But you know how it goes, and we didn't want to disrespect the guy and everything like that, so we'll let that go. Anyway, cut to the chase. This one, I really am excited about this one. It's this kid, Casey in Orlando, who's a fantastic artist and fantastic writer. And what's special about this is he sort of took a step back on doing his album to facilitate on my album, because you know how it is, man. You know, we all been in this game for so long, so if you do a song and you're successful or whatever like that, it actually makes it tougher to reinvent yourself. So it's called You Changed Me, which is crazy. That's what we were just talking about. You know, it's like, you know, the song is sort of like about, you know, meeting this girl, you know, that sort of, you know, changed me. Now I want to, you know, kick it with her, you know. So it's dope, and we've got Chris Brown on there, young Chris Brown, who's doing his young thing. So it's fly.
Now, hold on. Is the woman that changed you Katie Holmes?
Well, what happened? No. What is going on, man? Hello.
Hey. But and before we play that, I got to say, your daughter is absolutely beautiful. That must be hard, man, for you.
Oh, man. You know what? It's crazy. My daughter just turned 21. She was in London. Yo, it was crazy. She had an incredible birthday party. But to see that she's 21 now is just nuts. I mean, we you know, we doing shots together. It was crazy.
What happened to the Pretty Young Thing record? I thought you had a record called Pretty Young Thing produced by Mustard.
Yeah, you know what, man? Sometimes, sometimes the vibe in the studio and the weed and everything make you think that thing is real, the thing. And then after a while, it just don't make it.
You know why? You should have got Tyga on it.
I mean, you know what? Look, man, I'm going to tell you, it's tough, bro. It's like, you know, this music game is so tough. It's like if you do something too young or too, you know, too gimmicky along with the same sort of thing, it just doesn't play, you know, and that's the way it should be. It's like, you know, that's why I stay grinding on it until I find it. But I'm really happy about the whole body of the album. And some of those records that were just like tests, you know, they didn't necessarily pass the test, but I think the ones we're about to drop right now, I really feel good about them.
That's true, because you older now, so when you do a record like Pretty Young Thing, you kind of come off as kind of creepy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it do. I mean, man.
You can't date your daughter's friends, you know?
Look, put it this way. My daughter be like, Dad, don't get too young on us now. Because I had on some young shoes one time, and she was like, yo, what's with them shoes? I said, why? This is what the kids want. She said, Dad, you got old feet. You got civil rights feet. You can't wear them type of, you can't wear them type of shoes, Dad. And it's true, because sometimes I see some of my homies that be out there my age, but we still trying to, you know, we still up in the club game. The shoe game be be wrong. I'd be like, especially them shoes that have all the spikes on them.
The buckles and zippers.
Yeah, man. Look, dog, the shoes I had on, if somebody smoked me into getting them, like, yo, Fox, that shoe. And then they look like I had on some ice skates and some cleats. Like I was playing a football game on an ice skating rink. So I was like, listen, I'm done with that. So she keeps me in perspective on what to do.
Now, hold on, Jamie. You talk about letting stuff go. Now, why you just don't go bald then? Because you be keeping that young hairline going.
Well, you know, but see, that's the thing, though. It's Hollywood, so I got to do that.
Oh, okay.
You might need his hair for a role.
My head ain't built like that.
What is that? Implants or how do you do that?
No, that's just flyness.
He's not gonna give away his secrets.
I notice you, Charlamagne, now you wear makeup and things. I see that now.
Oh, that's true.
I do. No, I don't wear makeup, but I want some hairline. I want some hairline tips if you got them now, because mine gone too.
You know, all the greatest got them hairlines. You know, LeBron, Fox. You know.
Now, why back to music, man? What you doing so good with the movies and acting? Why music again?
That's what I wanted to do in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's like when I came out here, like I actually, when I got on the Living Color, it was like, you know, the comedy sort of hit first. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, like I laid down like tracks in comedy like no one could ever erase. But then it was like, how do I bend back to the music? I remember being on the Living Color dressed as Wanda. Teddy Riley is there. Uh-huh. And it's a brand new, you know, I'm just on the show for the first time, so he don't really know who I am. So I ran and grabbed my cassette tape at that time, and I'm running down the hallway because Teddy Riley's getting ready to leave. I'm like, yo, man, I want you to, I do music. He looked at me like, impossible. And I was like, oh, snap. So I had to sort of fight through all of that, fight through all of the comedy, fight through all the acting, and get back to what I wanted to do in the first place.
Right.
And then, you know, I run into this cat named Kanye West.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Who's at my crib at one of my house parties. And at the party was like, at that time it was Puff and it was Jay-Z, it was Pharrell, all these cats. And he said, I got this song called Slow Jams I want you to sing on. And then that's what changed everything, because people who have viewed me as just the comedian or what have you, they now see me as the singer. So then, you know, once the music started dropping, I said, oh, this is where I want to be in the first place. And now I'm in a comfortable position where I can drop. I can take the chances with it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Why you never went back to Kanye and did anything? Like, why haven't you?
I mean, you know what? It's like, this is what I also do, too. It's like, sometimes, you know, like, I don't know, when you're doing so much, sometimes it ain't the right fit. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully, I mean, because, you know, I text him, man, you know, I'd be like, yo, what's up? What a record. You know, I know you're in Paris, college.
But what movies you got coming through the pipeline? Anything we should be looking out for?
I ain't got nothing. I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to figure everything out right now, but I just went in with Paramount with Mike Tyson. So I'm going to do the Mike Tyson story.
Yeah, which I saw that, like, last year that you were signing on to play Mike Tyson. Yeah,
listen, man, to be in the same room pitching Mike Tyson to Paramount, Mike Tyson on one side, I'm on the other side, and doing Mike Tyson at the same time, and Martin Scorsese at the helm. So this will be the first boxing movie that Martin Scorsese has done since Raging Bull. So that's the thing that you sort of like, okay, that's the one. This is going to be Mike Tyson. You know, like, I called Mike like a year ago. I was like, Mike, how you feeling? All praise to Allah, I'm happy, my brother. I said, why? Because I don't have any money anymore. And I was like, why you say that? He said, because no one can take anything from me anymore. I'm just so happy that nobody's trying to take anything from me. And I said, that's the story.
Right.
The story of the guy who, at 18 years old, had $60 million in his pocket, and everybody's trying to get it. And now the grown guy who sits back and reflects on the whole thing of, like, the money was the downfall. So, and it's not about Mike being, you know, Mike Tyson is not that flamboyant. It's him ordering his food. It's him talking to his kids. It's him reflecting. So that's the one thing I'm excited about. But, you know, I met Mike Tyson. I'm on stage at 21, 22. I go to my Mike Tyson joke. Nobody laughs at all.
Uh-oh.
I said, what's up? And then a dude in the back said, yo, Mike Tyson's in here.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh. Oh, snap, man. That's what Mike was knocking. He was knocking cats out for nothing. He had that velour sweatsuit just knocking cats on the street out. Then the dude said, yo, Mike said, do the joke. It better be funny.
Uh-oh.
So I do the joke, get a standing ovation, and I start hanging out with Mike when, like, 21, 22, when he was riding around in Ferrari trucks and all kinds of stuff. So I've seen it from a distance his whole life. So now that's why it's going to be so dope to be able to embody that joint. And I'm telling you, I'm ballooned up to like about 205 pounds and took the pictures. And I'm telling you, it's like people are going to be sitting next to me like, I said, I wanted to be able to wear his kids look at me and say, that's daddy.
Wow.
All right, now you got, that's a big thing because, you know, you did Ray, so you set the ball
high.
Yeah,
you set the ball
real high.
Oh, yeah,
but that's why I know, like, I know the formula. But see, here's the thing. After I did Ray, every old black man script they was trying to give to, they wanted me to do Martin Luther King. They wanted me, I was like, come on, man. It was crazy.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you for checking in. You know, we support you. Next time you're in New York, you got to come up here.
You got to come see us soon, man.
Man, I'm coming.
Thank you, Jamie.
And go to church and pray for Doug Williams, man.
What happened?
Go to church and pray for Doug Williams. I think you still got bad karma on you for killing that boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, but that was Doug's fault. Hey, man, you know how it is. Look, never lay your comedy sword down, man. I always got mine sharp.
You're right.
Jamie Foxx, ladies and gentlemen, it's Breakfast Club. Good morning. The Breakfast Club.